From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It appears episode one of State Lawmakers Go Back to the Drawing Board is complete. What that means is House and Senate committees quickly approved new congressional district maps this afternoon. They were called back to the state capitol for a special session that began yesterday. All this is provided they get approval from the full legislature that could come Wednesday. And then it remains to be seen if the judge who ordered two congressional districts reshaped accepts the changes to districts 5 and 10. At least five other districts next to those seats could be impacted by the changes. Democratic State Senator Darren Soto says the maps needed to be corrected.
This last map was illegal, and it packed African-American voters to try to bleach all the districts around it to be Republican. And that's an affront to the Constitution, to the fair district amendments that were passed.
Senate redistricting chair Bill Galvano seems to agree.
They are more compact, that we don't have an appendage that would lead someone to conclude that perhaps there was ill intent.
The GOP plan is significantly different from a proposal by two voting rights groups that were among those challenging this current map in court. The U.S. Supreme Court should take up same-sex marriage and not the state's high court. That's what State Attorney General Pam Bondi wants in response to the Monroe and Dade rulings declaring the state ban unconstitutional. Steve Rothaus writes about gay issues for the Miami Herald, and he points out,
the one problem with this is that the Supreme Court is not obligated to take the case. So if the Supreme Court says that we're not going to hear this right away, that means that, you know, Florida then is still undecided. And basically, if it goes to the Florida Supreme Court and there is a ruling there one way or the other, and the Supreme Court says it's not going to take these cases yet, then it would be the Florida Supreme Court ruling that would ultimately decide.
Bondi also says the state would respect whatever decision the justices hand down. Fracking and how the state should regulate it brought a former top EPA official here. Ashley Lopez reports he told a conference of engineers that the state should be writing its own rules and regulations for oil and gas exploration.
Winston Porter is an energy consultant who used to be second in command at the EPA during the Reagan administration. He says right now, states across the country have a lot of options when it comes to energy. Porter says the spread of fracking, which is used mostly for oil and gas exploration, has been providing a lot of benefits. But he says there's still not a lot known about what its effects could be in a state like Florida.
A reason I kind of like the states, particularly the big states like Florida that have, you know, strong regulatory departments and stuff like that, and is they know their state better, they know their geology better, and they're closer to the people.
Both Governor Rick Scott and Florida Department of Environmental Protection Chief Herschel Vineyard have said they have plans to push for new legislation to regulate oil exploration in the coming legislative session. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, you and everybody else have a wonderful weekend.